Hi there, this is John, John Highman. You're now in section three of the course, which is particularly geared to managing commercial and industrial property and the systems and skills around that. Now, there are three workbooks at the front of the series of section three. Firstly, lease management, because that is really an important part of what you're doing. And then there is a section on landlord reporting and how to enhance that, as well as maintenance management. So I've chosen those three particular topics to go together because they impact just about everything you do every day. That's lease management, landlord reporting, and maintenance management. Now from that, the rest of the section is involving all sorts of challenges, ideas, ways of doing what you're doing and improving over time. And there are some sections there, such as how to set fees in property management. Also capturing more property management appointments. And of course, you always want more properties to manage. It's just a matter of your systems around that. We'll give you some reasons to find new property management clients. And I'll also talk to you about a property management handover checklist. So important in what you're doing to make your job easier, but more exacting and precise. I'll give you the work secrets of top management teams, property management teams, so that you can bring some of those systems into your particular job. There's many different parts to section three, so have a listen to all of them, understand what the ideas are all about, and of course, of those particular ideas, you can merge some of them into your real estate activities, your property management day, your week, your quarter, and your annual program. So there are some essential skills of a property manager that I talk about, and also tenant move-in checklists, routine inspections, that sort of thing. Many different things to think about. Ultimately, this particular part of the program is quite detailed, so there's many things to maybe merge into your activities as a property manager over time. Think about these things, understand the ideas, and merge them into your business day. So that is section three. So when we get into the next section, which is section four, that is all about retail property management and shopping center management. So section three is more general and generic for commercial and industrial property. And then section four goes into retail property. Understand all of the ideas for what they are. Of course, review the workbooks because they're there to help you make your notes and perhaps bring some ideas into your real estate activities. So on with this particular part of the program, that is section three. You can go through all of the modules in any particular order. It's up to you. The topics are there for you to choose and work through as appropriate. Catch you on the other end.